My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda discuss their upcoming phone call. And is Davin a job coach again? Listen and enjoy.
When we last talked to Belinda, a couple of interesting things happened when I spoke to Belinda. Again, she's having all these problems. She needs money, but that wasn't last week. You know, she's upset because she's playing the kid card.
Yeah.
Which, you know, who knows? Maybe she does need the money for her kid. She didn't ask for a lot of money in the past.
Right.
It was only like $80. We figured out. I was asking her questions about something, discussing something with a picture she posted.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, stop, don't interrogate me. And then yes. She started asking me questions about where I was going, and I turned it around on her.
Stop interrogating me!
Yeah, and I also tried to set up a phone call with her in the coming week because I was going to be going down to Virginia,
okay.
Where I might be meeting Richard Eldorado. So that was...
You rode with it, Richard Eldorado. That was one trip.
Certainly was. Guck off.
That was the trip.
You ain't seen nothing yet. You're going to like this week's.
Oh, boy.
That was April 6th. This is April 8th we're talking. She goes, so we're not talking as frequently anymore.
Yeah.
Which, you know, maybe her money is running out. Maybe she's got money coming in from somebody else, so they don't have to spend the time on me. You know,
maybe her patience is running out.
Yeah, it could be anything. We don't know why. We just know we're not talking.
Right.
Sometimes it's me. Sometimes it's her. But we're not hitting on all cylinders right now.
Right.
It's trouble in paradise. She goes, hi. I go, how are you? She goes, I'm okay, and you? I go, been better. She goes, okay, how was the funeral? Now, this is where, again, my real life crossed over into what I'm telling her, because at this time last year, my wife's uncle died, and we discussed funerals. So I say, been better. She goes, how was the funeral? I go, it was very nice and sincere, and it was. She goes, good to know, and how is your wife? Because remember, she told me I should be there for my wife.
Yeah, which is really very giving of
mature.
I'm very mature of a potential wife to talk about the first wife that way.
You could just chalk it up to maturity. I mean, you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't want to assume too much. I go, sad. And she goes, and where is she? I go, work right now. And Belinda goes, I thought she wasn't working. I go, no, she has a job. She asked me what she does. I go, computer stuff, which is why I can't let her look at my laptop. She goes, okay, does she sell all the computers or what? Why, would you like to place an order, stupid?
Does she work
Forget
at Walmart?
Forget about Walmart. We can get a deal.
Yes.
I go, fixes them. She goes, okay. When will you be leaving for Virginia? I go, Saturday. She goes, okay. I go, I'll need your phone number. She goes, I thought I gave it to you already. I go, months ago, babe. I tend to throw things out so that they do not get found by prying eyes.
Smart.
Yeah. She goes, okay. And she gives me the number again. I go, cool. She asks if I'll be calling from the hotel. I go, that is the plan. She goes, okay. I go, does this please you? She goes, that you'll be calling? I go, yes. She goes, well, yeah, it does.
I thought you were going to be calling her from an internet cafe where some woman was going to be giving you the lines.
Her or me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. She goes, well, yeah, it does. I give her a smiley face. She smiles. She goes, have you contacted the people I told you about? Remember, she wanted me to contact a school for her to get continue her sewing education.
Oh, right.
I go, for dressmaking? She goes, yeah. I go, not yet. I will. I've not had a moment to breathe. She goes, how are you going to do it? I said, smoke signals. She goes, what? I go, I will start a fire and use a blanket to fan the flames. And then they will drift over the Atlantic and they will get my message.
I want to point something out, okay?
Yes.
One of the past shows, one of the replay shows that I've been going through. Number one, I was doing things as Dick Eldorado. And he balls me out. He goes, stop it. All right, don't insult me. You'll screw the whole thing up. And now I got to listen to you sitting there going, you're going to send smoke signals across the Atlantic?
But we've already established this rapport. You were doing this too heavy-handed with Mavis in the beginning. We've already established the rapport that I'm going to say smarty, stupid things to Belinda.
Yeah, and she puts up with it.
Yeah.
Also, another thing I noticed, October 23rd show, 2012, you were speaking to her as Agnes. She made a mention to a friend of hers, Belinda.
Did she?
Really?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
You were talking about my friend Belinda.
So I
got
to listen
like
to the old shows.
Oh,
or
wow.
Hang out with Trucker Tom, who knows it all.
October. I forgot the exact wording, but she made, and it caught me off guard.
Oh, my God.
Is it going to be in the upcoming clip?
It's not going to be in the clip. It doesn't fit in that portion.
But that's some foreshadowing.
But just as something to note. October 12th, 2012 show. Almost an hour in. She makes the thing where she's got this friend Belinda.
That's so funny. Yeah. So she has a limited repertoire of names that she knows how to use.
The name that she's used, I found on the real pages.
Yeah.
These are like real people, like your Rita's, one.
Yep.
They're real people.
Yeah.
She goes, I see. I go, do you think that'll work? She goes, I don't think so. I go, what do you suggest? She goes, thought you had a plan. Don't really know. I go, I do. I'll work on it soon. Will you be adding me to your main page or just strangers? Remember,
yeah.
I've been trying to get, and this has bothered us all, I've been trying to get on our main Facebook page and it has not happened. She goes, I have my hopes up. Please let me know so if you're going to do it, I don't get disappointed. I go, Belinda, I'll contact them. I just have a lot going on. It's on my to-do list. She goes, okay. I go, so when are you going to add me? If you're not, you can just tell me that. She goes, I will add you very soon. Just have a lot going on now. I just see new people added all the time.
How long does it take to add somebody? It takes a second.
Yeah, really. Now, wait a minute. So I'll contact your school when you add me to your page.
Sounds like a reasonable barter. I go, I just see new people added all the time. Makes me sad. She goes, you don't have to be sad. Why should you be? You are here. I go, because I felt like this is some secret or something. You add all these other people, mostly single men, and you have your family on that page. It does not take long to send a friend request. You just choose not to.
Ooh.
She goes, things seem to be falling apart just before my eyes. I'm steadily losing my kid, and everything is going from bad to worse. She goes, I want to figure things out. I go, what are you talking about? So you're breaking up with me? She goes, I am not. I'm just telling you my reality. I don't even know if I can feed my daughter next week. I don't even know what's happening to me anymore.
Uh-huh.
I go, I understand this. We're in a tight spot.
Money's a coming soon.
Hmm.
ShopRite's having a can-can sale.
She certainly did deflect the Facebook page thing.
Yeah.
I go, I understand this. We are in a tight spot. Even if school got back to me today, it would still not pay your bills. You would still need a job for the time being. She goes, sometimes I get scared for my kid. I go, how so? She goes, I don't want her to have a future like mine. I go, then the only solution is for you to get a job to put aside money to get her an education. This does not mean you have to give up on your dreams. It just makes them more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a boyfriend,
yes,
it's good advice, but you want the money.
Yes.
As a scammer, really? Just send me the money. Just yes. Send me the money.
Just send me the friggin' money.
Really, Preacher McGee?
That's nothing. When you were sending her job leads, that was all right. Yeah, but when you were sending her job leads,
I know.
I'm looking again, but this asshole sends me job leads.
It's like, do you believe this?
I don't want a job. I want your money, you moron.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.